السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب إله العالمين، نبينا وشفيعنا والطبيب قلوبنا، أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أعداء الدين. أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. صلوات بر محمد وآل محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. Wordings in the Holy Book of Quran, that O our Lord, O our Nourisher and Provider and the Lawmaker, O our Rabb, Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi liliman. We heard a caller who was calling people to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come towards the real belief. Fa'amanna, so we started believing. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. Allah, forgive our sins and make us accompany the true believers and the righteous ones. In Quran, whatever the pretext, but in Pakistan, we heard the caller in the shape of Shahid Arif al-Husseini. It's very easy to flow with the tide. It's very easy to move with everybody in the direction where the people are moving. But the true believers who really believe in Allah and who feel duty-bound to release the people from the yokes and the chains of the slavery of the worldly and materialistic people, they feel duty-bound. They are the free-born people. Only free ones who are free from the worldly desires, from the worldly things. Only those free people can really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah invites us towards the freedom. We heard a lot about the freedom around us. Every day people saying we should be free. We are born free. Freedom, liberty, all these things. But these people, they are inviting us towards liberty, and Islam and the belief is inviting us towards the liberty. So what is the difference between two liberties? Allah's call is to believe in Allah and liberate ourselves from everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should only be subservient and serving the cause of Allah and Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become free from everything except Allah. And other people, they are calling us, they want to make us free from Allah and become subservient to everything. So the strong ones who have got a real belief in Allah, they don't just sit down that, okay, I want Jannah, I should pray 5 times, I should have belief in Tawheed, Adl, Nubuwat, Imamat and Qiyamat, Day of Judgment, and then pray, fast, Zakat and Khums and all these things, so everything is fine with me, so I'll go to Jannah. This is a very weak sort of iman. A strong person, a strong mu'min, what he tries to bring, take along with him. Especially I keep on saying that she is not the one who goes to Jannah. She is the one who is able to take 25, 30 other people along with him to Jannah. We have got the 14 best teachers, the 14 best doctors of the world, of the universe at our disposal, and we just go to Jannah. That's not justice. That's not fair. We've got the capacity to change the world. In Pakistan, we saw Shahid Arif Husseini, a true believer of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Hazrat Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. He was elected in Pakistan, an organization called Tehreek-e-Nifaz-e-Fikr-e-Jafariya. the Organization for Implementation of Fiqh Jafari in Pakistan for the Shia people. When General Zia was trying to implement Islam, and in the name of Islam, they wanted to sideline the followers of Ahlul Bayt, this organization was formed at the time of Mufti Jafar Hussain. But he lived a very short life, he died, and after his death, because the government was taking a stance against Shias, whenever the true face of the Shias come forward, you know, people, the materialistic people, you know, if you are awake at home, you wake up at home, so the thieves and the robbers, they are scared of you then. They plan that how can they make you sleep? How can they tell you that nobody is in? How can they hide their deeds? So this is what happened. The people got woke up after the revolution in Iran, and with that tide coming into Pakistan, you know, that was a time when Mufti Jafar had died. And the organization, this organization, they elected Shahid Arif Husseini to be their leader. It was not 28 people, as mentioned by my friend, it was not 28 people. It was the Supreme Council and their main council who elected an organization. When the head dies, the organization is there. It was responsible. There was an organization. There were people for in that. There was Supreme Council and the Federal Council of that. They joined together, and all of them, they unanimously elected, with the ulama there, they elected unanimously Shahid Arif Husseini to be the leader. Nearly 4.5 years, he was the leader. But he, you know, in some instances in history we see that the nations in 100 years are unable to move 1 year forward. And in some instances, like in Pakistan during the time of Shahid Arif Husseini, in the time period of 4.5 years when he served as a leader, the nation approximately moved 100 years ahead in vision, in thoughts, in other values. What was the main stance? How did he cover? What did he do? How did he work? The main theme of his work was that he didn't just collect the people and bring the people into the fold. He didn't believe in numbers. He believed in quality. He believed in quality, not quantity. He worked on the people to change them. Any speech of him you listen to, any word of him you listen to, you will find one thing definitely in each and every word of him, that's Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. It can be a social Amr bil Ma'ruf, it can be a political Amr bil Ma'ruf, it can be a religious Amr bil Ma'ruf, it can be an Amr bil Ma'ruf for an individual, for a family, for the whole community. But any vision, any movement, any action, any word of him, any speech of him, definitely contained Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. His aim and objective was to bring a change in the people, and a positive change. And for that, well, I remember in nearly 2.5 years when I was with him, we traveled 175,000 kilometers in one car. 175,000 kilometers journey in every nook and corner of Pakistan. He tried to reach there, and he didn't wait for the people to come. Like the Anbiya, the prophets, the messengers, didn't used to wait for the people to come. He went to the people. He approached the people. He told them that we should wake up. Time is hard. We should organize ourselves. We should come forward and play a role. Play a role as a Pakistani, as a Shia, and as the followers of Islam. We have got a role to play. A Shia, a believer, is not the one who takes a tasbih in his hand, just pray and work for Jannah. No. Shia, ask the Shias of Ahlul Bayt. Ask those who are there in Karbala. 72 people, just 72 people. What role they played in Karbala. It is not important they lived or they died. It was not important they fought or they didn't fight. The important was their stance in Karbala. What was their stance? They didn't believe in might is right. They started telling people that right is might, even if you are 72 and facing thousands of the people who are well equipped with the modern day equipment to fight with you. Even if death is facing you, don't worry about that. Why? Because you are the believer in the one who is the Lord of death and Lord of life. He can give you respect. He can give you honor. He can give you life, and he can give you death. We have ultimately to face death. But live like Ali and die like Hussein. This should be the motto of the follower. Learn from Ali how to live, how to struggle, How to be patient. See the patience of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't want to divert from the topic, but the topic is myself diverting me from the main. But anyhow, I want to cover this one thing. That Imam Ali, we think that Imam Ali was a brave one, sword in his hand, nobody would be able to come and face him. But see, the jihad of Imam Ali had two phases. One was his jihad from his birth till the time of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the initial stage of the prophethood, when the wahi used to come, you know, children, they come to know Imam Ali was too small at that time. He knew that the wahi is coming. And the children at your home, anything happens at home, they tell everyone. But nobody heard from Imam Ali. See, he had so much self-control at that time, even. In his young age, he was 17, went to battles for Badr, Khandaq, Uhud, all the battles he was fighting. And he was a staunch supporter of Islam and the Prophet. After the death of the Prophet, the wish of the Prophet, now was the time when the people came with fire to the house of Hadrat Zahra salamullah alaiha. He was ready to die till the time of the death. In any battle, he didn't care that the death come on to him or he goes on and faces the death. He didn't believe in running away or sidelining the death. He used to face the death eyes in eyes, and the death used to get scared of him. But after the death of the Prophet, his jihad turned the other way. Now, his jihad was to remain alive. The other people wanted to kill him. They brought fire to the house of Hazrat Zahra that Ali should be provoked so that Ali comes forward and is killed. So if Ali, the only person who was trained by the Prophet himself to lead the Muslim Ummah, if he would have been killed, what have been the shape of Islam? So now he was against his will, against his wish, against his mind and state of mind. He was struggling with patience just to live alive and pass on the message of the Prophet to the next generation. This is what it is. This was the worst, hardest jihad that Imam Ali had, that he was saying that I am living in a condition like I have got a throat stuck in my, I have got a bone stuck in my throat and a thorn in my eye. This was against his wish. What he was seeing, he couldn't bear to see that. And whatever he wanted to speak, he couldn't speak because there was nobody to listen. And those who were there to listen, they were not listening to him. Salawat bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And we see the true followers of such Imam and Sayyid al-Shuhada, we see in the shape of Hazrat Shahid Arif al-Husayni. I remember a word from Shahid Baqir al-Sadr. He said, "Zubu fi Imam al-Khomeini kama zaba huwa fil Islam." Merge in the personality of Imam Khomeini, Shahid Baqir al-Sadr, the great Ayatullah, the practical Ayatullah, who laid down his life for the sake of Islam. Enemy doesn't come and kill every Ayatullah and every Mawlana and every Alim, every Hujjatul Islam. No. They know more than we know. They know better than us whom they should pick up to kill. And they strike on the person really who is deserved, who is the root cause of to give strength to the tree of Islam, to the plant of Islam. Those who are feeding and strengthening Islam, they know who they are. That's why Shahid Baqir al-Sadr, the personality like him, was martyred. See? What he said, "Zubu fi Imam al-Khomeini kama zaba huwa fil Islam." Merge in the personality, merge your personality, yourself into the personality of Imam Khomeini as he has merged himself into Islam. And anybody, if I see, there might be other people too, but I have seen the one personality who have really acted on this saying of Shahid Baqir al-Sadr was Shahid Arif Hussain al-Husayni. May Allah bless him. Salawat bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. He changed the personality of the people. He didn't believe in the quantity. He believed in the quality. He changed the way of thinking of the people and the youth with him. What changed? They were changed from the thinking. Everybody in Pakistan used to think that if we are Shias, we have to support either one political party or another political party. We have to believe with this one or that one. We have to support with one country or other country. He said, no, we are the Shia. We should be strong. We have got our own ideology. We believe in Imam Hussein. The follower of Imam Hussein cannot do bayat of anybody but who is true and just. Imam Hussein himself is saying, person like me cannot pay allegiance to a person like Yazid. He's not saying I cannot pay allegiance. Person like me, having qualities of Hussein, can never pay allegiance to anybody but a personality who is just and truthful and linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is true belief. This is what he did. This is what he changed. He changed the people. He worked on an individual. He worked on the families and of those ones who were working class. He worked on each and everyone who used to come to him. And he worked on the community. And he tried. And he was the one who was the standard bearer of unity among our own people. He went to everyone. See, at that time there were independent organizations. I still remember the independent organizations in Pakistan who have been working for years as independent organizations. But it was his love and truthfulness and rightfulness and his words which used to go deep into the heart, you could feel the truth. Truth never needs a certificate from anybody that it's truth. Truth tells you it is truth. So his truthful words, people used to judge and they used to understand. We see the complete organizations were working for years, like Imamia Students Organization, like Imamia Organization, like mainly in Sindh, we used to have Asghariya Students Organization, very organized students in interior of Sindh. All of them, they came and they said they felt proud to be under the command and leadership of Shahid Arif Hussain al-Husseini. He created that unity among us. And then he approached the Sunni ulama. Those Sunni ulama wouldn't believe in the Shia to be near in Islam even. I remember a bunch of ulama of Tehriki Khatmi Nubuwa, they were invited and he went there. And one of our own so-called support or ulama, was so-called ulama, not the real ulama, who's making the speeches. He was standing and Shahid Arif Hussaini impressed those Sunni ulama. In that gathering, that Shia person said that, Maulana, they also think that you are doing taqiyya, that might be the words you are saying are not real or something like that. Do you really believe in what you are saying? And then he mentioned, yes, taqiyya is there where your life is in danger. My life is not in danger here. And in taqiyya, you don't distort your beliefs. You have to tell your beliefs, but you can tell yourself, expose yourself or not expose yourself. He faced that even. They were so much impressed that person who used to sit with him, when he used to leave his heart with Shahid Arif Hussaini. He used to rule the hearts of the people. He changed the way of thinking of the people. He tried to change the whole country. And this is what he did. 175,000 kilometers of journey in 2.5 years. Can you imagine that? What he did. What the people did. What the inner enemies did. When the outer enemies finished, the inner enemies start working. You know what the people propagated against him, as you heard in the speech? I remember in Khairpur Miras, in Sindh, he was making a speech and somebody sent him a letter with a question. He said, Maulana, can you explain in 2 years' time what services you did for Islam? You know, with grief, he said, Alhamdulillah, in 2 years' time, I've been able to prove that I am a Shia Isna Ashari and I believe in Ya Ali Madad and I believe in Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Can you feel the grief in these words? Because the people, before he became the leader, people used to say that he is Ghali. He increases the Shan, the position of Imam Ali. And after 2.5 or 3 months, there was nothing to propagate against. They couldn't find any weak point in this leader. So after that, all of a sudden, the posters came out that he is supporting, he has got ulama with him, who don't believe in Imam Ali, who don't believe in Ya Ali Madad, they don't believe in Azadari, they don't believe in anything. And it was so hard,
sort of propagation that he used 2 years to clarify. 2 years of a leader like Sheikh Arif Husseini were spent just to clarifying his position that I don't believe in these things. Wherever he used to go, people were ready there with their questions. Oh, Maulana, you don't you believe in this, this, ya Ali Madad, and this and that. See, this is what he said, that he is not a Shia who don't believe in Ali. How can a person be Shia? Ali is not a personality. Ali is not a person. Ali is an ideology. Ali is a thought. Ali is a way of life. Ali is Iman. Ali is everything. If we leave Ali, how can we be the Shia of Imam Ali then? Internal enemies start working. They don't come in front of you. Those who used to bring letters, they were simple people. They didn't know what they are doing. But the people behind them who were removing the strings, they started conspiring. The same way as the people did after the conquest of Mecca. When the external fight finished, they started internal conspiracies. And we see at the time of Imam Ali. See, when Imam Ali was martyred, the people were asking, oh, what Ali was doing in the mosque? See the propagation? How people propagate? How they conspire? The people who knew Ali, he was born in Kaaba, and they were thinking that he's not praying. He's not praying what he was doing there. This is how people conspire. So what is the remedy? What is the cure? Unity. The most important thing, especially in this time of fitna. This is the time of fitna, when the truthfulness and justfulness and the wrongfulness, you can't differentiate between them. Aqil, Imam Ali says, is not the one who can differentiate between the right and the wrong, or khair and shar, the good and the bad, evil. Ali says he's not the aqil. Aqil is the one who can differentiate between less shar and more shar. He can differentiate between that. So we need to get united. My way of thinking and your way of thinking can be different. But finding a leader and then not standing behind him, not supporting him in his cause, and no, you see what happens when Arif Husseini got martyred? It's 19 years past. 19 years. He got martyred. He got martyred from us. He was taken away from us. We found a person. We found a leader. We lost him. See? How will we answer our... How will we give the answer for this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A good leader is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He keeps his life on his hand and he moves and he tells you and informs you. Because everywhere there are people who don't want the truthfulness and rightfulness because they have got their own aims and objectives and they can't achieve if the people are awake. They want to make the people sleep and make them slaves, make them poor through poverty, through slavery and through media. Fitna, they want to take away our things from us. This is what Arif Husseini stopped the people from doing. And he paid dearly for that. He paid with his life. He paid with his life. One example he always used to give in his lectures. He said there was a lion cub who grew among the sheep. Cub of lion grew in among the sheep. It's a story, but just to learn something. He grew in sheep and he used to do whatever the sheep used to do. He used to graze with them, eat grass. In the evening, he used to come to the place where the sheep used to rest. He used to lie down with them. One day that lion went to a pond of water to drink water. As he put his face forward, he saw his reflection in water. He said, oh my God, I'm a lion. What am I doing among the sheep? I'm a lion. When he came to understand that he's a lion, he started eating sheep, and acting like lion. He said, today we Shias are like that lion. When we see our true face, our belief, our teachers, the people whom we are looking for guidance, like Imam Ali, see their personality, and if we clean our heart like a mirror, and the personality of Imam Ali starts reflecting in our minds, in our thoughts, in our actions, in our behavior, in our attitude, then we'll see what really Shia is. Then we can change the world. We can change and convince the people. The whole world can be convinced by us. The most rational and logical school of thought in Islam is the school of thought of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. only thing we need to do is come forward, see our duties, and fulfill, try to fulfill our duties. This date of martyrdom and the births of such loyal people, loyal to their imam, loyal to Imam Zaman, these are to commemorate and in fact learn and wake our own selves up before it is too late. Alhamdulillah, we have got love for them, we love the ideology also, and we have got that capacity, we have got that energy within us, we have got something within us which is telling us that you should go, but we only need to take away the laziness from us before it is too late. May Allah bless us all with His special blessings in understanding the message of the Shaheed and becoming a true preacher of Islam, not in words only, in practice. Our actions, our behavior, our attitude. As Imam says, do preach, but not with your tongue, with your actions. We need to change ourselves before we try to preach to others. We don't need to preach with our tongue. We need to preach with our actions, with our behavior. People should see us and they should say what you are doing. No doubt, Imam Hussain's follower and the Zahra's son, Shahid Arif Hussain, he got martyred. One bullet. Because he used to ask for shahada to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One bullet. And he was just coming, he prayed and he went to wake up the students to pray in the morning. And he was coming from down the stairs. And these guys who killed him and who conspired, there was a big conspiracy. Hundreds of thousands, millions of, nearly 30 million or something rupees at that time were sent to kill Arif Husseini. And there were big countries involved. But you know how much were given to the guy who killed Shahid Arif Husseini? He was promised nearly 25,000 and I think he was paid nearly 7,000 rupees only. See how mean a person becomes when he leaves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came and they asked Shahid Arif Husseini that we have become Shia and we are in trouble and this and that, and they were having, and Shahid sent them to somebody to help them. And they got the help too. And they came back again. They came one day before, sometime before, but they were unable to achieve their aim and objective. This time when they came, he was coming down for after prayers. And in the staircase, they were hiding behind that and then just fired one bullet. They were unable to fire because their hand didn't work anymore then. And then after that we see he died. He was given ghusl, he was given kafan, he was buried. Today we are commemorating them, everybody knew. But see, the Sayyid al-Shuhada in Karbala, Shahid Arif Husseini was the son of Zahra, and Imam Hussein was son of Zahra. But we see that at the last time when he comes, and for the last prostration when he falls, comes down from his horse, Zuljana, the narrators say that for some time, he was neither on the horse nor on the ground. Where was he? He was on the bed of arrows that was stuck into the chest of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet, had so many arrows in his body that his body was lying on the arrows. And his sajda was performed in that way. See, who were those people? What was the difference? They were praying in the camp of Imam Hussein. These were the ones who have not really submitted to Allah. And the Husseini camp had the people who had really submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you submit to Allah, there's no place for anybody else left. And the last sajda of Imam Hussein, the people, although they were so stone-hearted that they wanted to kill Imam Hussein, but nobody had that strength in him to come and cut off the throat of Imam Hussein. Although Imam Hussein had nothing left, the blood was flowing. You know, when the body is cut and person is injured, he feels thirsty. And a thirsty Imam, like Imam Hussein, who was thirsty already for 3 days, now the blood flowing from his body, and he was performing, he was very weak at that time. Nobody could come forward, and the shamar comes. And he tries to cut the throat of Imam Hussein. He tried so many times, but couldn't do that. You know why? I think the throat of Imam Hussein was loved by two personalities very much. There were two persons who loved the throat of Imam Hussein whenever they used to kiss. One was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the second one was Hazrat Zahra. So the place which was kissed by these sacred personalities, I don't think the dagger or the sword had that power to run on that throat. So what he did, what did the shimmer do? They see the evil things? He turned Imam Hussein the other way. And Imam Hussein's throat was cut from the backside. See? From the backside, just because he was awakening the people. Just because he was awakening. And the people asked Shimr, "Oh Shimr, you are very ferocious sort of a person. You don't care for anything. You don't have love for anything. Why did it take you so long to cut the throat of Imam Hussein?" Will you listen to the last words? What Shimr said? Shimr said, "What shall I do? Whenever I used to come, I used to see a lady in black dress used to come forward. She used to put her both hands on the throat of Imam Hussein, and he said, 'Oh Shimr, tell me, what wrong has my son Al-Hussein done?'" Allah la'natullahi ala al-qawmi al-zalimeen. May Allah bless us with a special blessing in understanding the message of Shuhada and Sayyidu Shuhada and changing ourselves according to the wishes of our Imam al-Zaman, arjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and prevent all those who are working in any form for the sake of Islam. Allah bless them and keep them in safety of Imam al-Zaman, arjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salam.